Shog struck him down at the cage bar, while Tristan Welfo loosed the mooring ropes from the bollards and climbed aboard. Shog followed them and tossed the bar aside.
Get the oars! Shove her out! The tide's beginning to turn!
Curda led the reinforcement guards. Charging into the masked slaves, she hacked left and right with her heavy sabre. The slaves wilted under the menace of shafts upon drawn bows and long pikes being thrust at them. Drufo still had Flith's spear. He stood at the jetty end, anxiously glancing from the slow-moving ship to the oncoming guards. Triss yelled hoarsely at her father's old companion in arms.
Drufo, sling that spear away! Swim for the ship! Come on! We'll pull you aboard! Throw the spear away!
The old squirrel stood firm, watching Curda coming toward him. He called back over his shoulder to the young squirrel maid.
Get away from here, Trissy! Get away! I ain't going nowhere! This is as good a day to die as any. Remember me. Remember your father. You will be back to free the slaves one day. I know ye will. Now go. Don't waste the chance we gave ye.
Drufo had time for no more words. Curda was upon him. Chopping the spear haft in half at a few vicious strokes, she ran Drufo through with her sabre. Triss saw it all. It was burned into her memory like a red-hot iron. Shog shoved her roughly.
You heard him, Triss. Use that oar. I'll loose the sail. Move yourself quicker or we'll all die here. You too, Welfo.
Curda waded into the fjord until it was above her waist. Then she was forced to duck as Blad shouted at the archers.
Shoot them with arrows. Cut them down. Fire!
A hail of barbed shafts thudded into the vessel's stern, some of them falling short into the water, narrowly missing Curda. The princess dashed from the water, quivering with rage, her silken robes sopping wet.
Fools! Idiots! I could have gotten aboard their ship!
As she pointed back at the vessel with her sabre, a healthy breeze caught the single purple sail, billowing it out and sending the ship smoothly seaward down the fjord. Rifton seized the shamefaced Flith and rapped out orders.
They ain't made it to the sea yet! Get your archers and spear throwers on the mountainside. Chase alongside them. Pour in arrows and spears, rocks, anything. But stop those slaves making it out to sea. Get going, you useless slob.
Triss wiped blood from an arrow graze on her cheek as she watched the rat guards mount the rocky slopes in pursuit. It was still quite a way to open water.
Looks like they're coming after us, Shog. Best steer her over to the far shore or they'll pick us off easily.
The otter adjusted the tiller, judging the fjord cannily.
Can't take her too close. T'other bankside's very rocky. Keep those oars pulling. Luck's on our side so far. I hope the tide's not run out altogether, otherwise we'll get stuck on sandbars at the estuary mouth.
The rat guards were shooting arrows now. Their range was too far for spears, so the spear beasts used their slings to hurl stones.